Shami Bracho Staff Ayin Aleph. New Perek. The New Perek discusses the mitzvah of Zimun. Zimun is when we come to bench, which is a mitzvah daraisa, is a mitzvah Zimun, is to call together the, as the Lashon, the Zamein, the Lizdamein Yachad, the Berek, the Lashon Rabin. The Berek HaChal Mishalo is the Lashon of Moshe. A special mitzvah Zimun that we call together, to come at bench together, and that's called Zimun, that we call everybody together. So there, Machshayla Machlekes, we've shown him, Sugya Arichta, whether the Zimun itself is a Deraisa Derabanan. Mr. Brewer brings down, Lefi Rova Poskim, seemingly the Stiras HaPoskim is that it's agree that a, Rovi showed him that Zimun is a Derabanan, and the other Achroinim who seem to take issue with the Mishnah Berura, the Chazonish Bereisham, and say that it is considered a mitzvah daraisa. But the halacha of Zimun is that we join together in the mitzvah Zimun. The chathila, the proper way to do it is that the mezame, the person who leads the, Zimun, is the one who does the entire benching out loud, and everyone listens and answers amen. That's the chathila, the proper way of doing Zimun. However, we don't do that today. What we do mostly today, again, that what Don the Mishmur brings down, we do so is that we call out, the Mezame does the bracha out loud, everyone does the bracha quietly, the first bracha, after Azanes HaKol, everyone continues to the bench to themselves. The, Brachat Hila, it seems that the proper way to do that is that the Mezame, calls out, reads the entire benching out loud, and everyone else says it quietly in an undertone, and to answer amen to his brachos. So this is the mitzvah of Zimun. Says the Mishnah, Shosha Sha'aklu Ka'achas Chevon Nezamin. Three people that sit down together for a Suda is a Chiyav Zimun, is a Chiyav to Mezamin. That's a Chiyav to Mezamin, even though the question we'll see in the Gemara is going to discuss the Chiyav Zimun, Nogeya to, whether there's a reshus, what exactly is Zimun? Do we talk about the beginning of the Suda, the end of the Suda? The Gemara is going to discuss what beginning and the end means. It's going to be a Machlokas, actually, we're going to see in the Gemara, as to whether what defines the beginning or the end of a Suda. So if we get together for a Suda, the halakha is that Mechayev and Zame, everyone's Mechayev to Zimun together, and, the only people that are, Moshe is going to list the people that are not obligated in Zimun, those people who are eating something that would be considered usher to eat, and therefore they don't have a fee of Suda, other people can't join them together for the Suda, and therefore there would be no fee of Zimun, they would be excluded. And the Moshe is going to give a list of those people who are not included. Moshe says, what about Uncle Demai? Person went and ate Demai, person ate Demai, which means Allah is something where Demai is where it's Amaretz HaKosha al Demai, that things that you're supposed to take Meiser from. So the question is whether Demai is the Rabbanon, whether we say Meiser was taken from it or not. Because the halakha is, Meiser Rishon is not the Mitramasa, Meiser Rishon that Truma was taken. Which again is literally is something where we talk about the halakha of Truma's and Meiser's is something that is given to a Kohen. And if it's taken to Nutter Trumasa, which means that they're allowed to go ahead and eat it. It already went out of Tevel, so Al-Khastullah, we don't eat it, but the concern is that maybe you are allowed to eat it, even though Al-Khatkhila, we should not. So the halacha is that we say that a person is still considered part of Zimun because it's not Asa Medina. It was Nifta, it was Poda, which means that it's no longer Asr to Yisrael to eat, even though we still do not eat that, we still make sure we give it to a Kohen. However, the halakha applies is that we do, in the sense, it does not make it usher per se, therefore it still considers that we start it together in eating, and therefore the halakha would be, that they'd be allowed to be mistarif in the zimun, mashemesh aval kazayas, a yishemesh, a waiter that ate a kazayas. Now normally, no zimun is where a person ate bakvias. Didn't eat, but ate bakvias. So So a waiter that eats is not eating, is on the fly, he's standing, he's not serving the table. He's serving the other people, the other two people. So why is he allowed to eat? Teretz of Yedek Zayas, he's allowed to be Messiah for them because of the fact that this is his way of eating, because he eats Baroi. A waiter does not sit down by the table. So merely that's where he eats, and therefore that way he eats, it would be considered as if Yedek Zayas, he had a share, so therefore it would be considered as if he is Koveya Suda on that, and therefore would be allowed to go ahead and join in the Zimon. Akusi. Nakusi is those who are a Suffolk, those who are considered a Suffolk. Today we hold that they're considered Goyim. We did not, in the period of the Merayim, the Gemara passes out that they are considered Marachulun as a Sugya Richta, that they're considered a Goyim. However, Medina the Gemara, Meseches Kedushin, in the Zman HaTanoyim, they're considered a Suffolk Jew, and we consider them the Chumra that they're Jews, and therefore they would be allowed to go ahead in the time of Chazal to be Mistar Mezamelim. These are all people that were able to Mezamein together, would be able to eat, to join together, perhaps, and they could join together, and therefore it would be, they have a Chi of Zimun, all these people together would have a obligation to Mezamein together with the two people that are sitting having the Suda. Right. However, what about a person ate Tevel? Tevel is where it's Badai, it's Usher. Badai, it was not, a mice was not taken from it. And therefore, it's Usher for anybody to eat. It's an Itzah Daraisa. Or mice Rizal Hiknit to Maso. It wasn't taken. Or mice Shani Hekishal Niftu. Wasn't part of it. So again, it's Usher for any Israel to eat except for Kohanim. So therefore, it would be considered Usher to take of it, that food. It's Usher to eat. And if there's an issur to eat the food, then you're not allowed to go ahead and be starved in the zimun. Or Hashem shachal pachas negzayas. A way to eat less than negzayas. There's no chi of suda. If it's less than negzayas, then he's not, we don't consider it enough to mevzame, because it's not considered as if he ate the shear to be considered suda, even but derech haroi. It's, therefore, it's a, now, the maisa, the halakas, therefore, these halakas are nachri or a goy. None of these people commit star because they have no chi of zimun, and therefore you're not allowed. These people have all the food that's usher to eat, and therefore they are considered pasur, and they cannot be mezamin. But even really bad, even because of Muslim, they don't do. But there's a shaila, like Abi Rishayim of the shaila, whether the person ate a davar iser. Are you allowed to make so zimun? Of course, there's no chi of zimun, as the Mishnah says. But is there a chi of bechas of Muslim? So the chayra, the Mishnah seems to only exclude bechas zimun. That's a machlekes rishonim as to whether there's a din bechas hamazon or not. On the one hand, you were nana, even though you're not allowed to eat what you ate, but you were nana, and therefore the chayra, you should be allowed to make a bench of bechas hamazon. However, the other side is that if it's usher, just like you can mivzamin, you can't make a bracha achronid, you can make a bechas hamazon, because the food itself is considered usher, is a machlekes rishonim and a sugya richta in halakh in Shulchan Aruch, the Noisei Kelo. The Pneimosh just points out, when it says Hashem HaShachal Pachs Megzayas, it's Pashtu that he kept him Mezamein, he didn't need to share. So therefore, if he didn't need to share, so what's the Kiddush? The answer is really Enochonami, there's no Kiddush in that. But since we include all the other things, in the first part we said Hashem HaShachal Megzayas is a Yilat Mezamein, even though there's no Kviyas, and then we mention all the ones that now would be Aser, so we include Shemesh al-Ochal, Pachmikazayas, even though Be'etzim we know the halakha anyway, it's Pashut, the same thing with Nakri, it would be Pashut, however, we are included him in because we keep the conformity in the Mishnah. However, interesting, the Moshe brings down from the Gemara later that the Nakri, the Chiddush is a Nakri. Of course, the Nakri is no Chiv Zimun, he's not included in the mitzvah. So what's the Chiddush? The answer is, Gosh Amol Velo Tavol Mari. We're talking about cases where he was Mal, but he wasn't Tavol, so he's sort of like a half Yid, or on the way to become a Yid. Even there, that person can't be Mezame, the star for Zimun. But of course, if he wasn't, because he wasn't Tavol yet, he's still considered a Goy, but in Ugarach Yimu V'Tivol, until you had both, you're not considered a full Jew, therefore there's no Chi of Zimun. But of course, a full Goy, which means he wasn't Mal and he was no Tavol, anything, of course, it pushed that he's, the Mishnah wouldn't tell us the Chiddush that he can't be Mitzar for Zimun, of course, that would be pushed that a Goy is not able to be Mitzar. So of course, even someone who's on his way, who did halfway, the Mila of Lo Tfilo, or Tfilo of Lo Mila, and Allah could still would be, that person itself would still be us, the mezamin. Gemara says, interesting, the diuk in the Gemara. Shloisha she'achu be'achas chayiv mezamin. Gemara says, aliyah, the three people, they zim when imchuyiv lezamin. The chayra is a little fair, the lashna we have in the Mishnah later. Over there in the Mishnah it says that the kids, if they're eating together in the Mishnah, they can't separate. They have to stay together for Zimun. And here it says Chayav Nazamein. What's the difference? Why do you have to have two halachas? Obviously, if the Chayav Zimun, they're not allowed to separate. So why does the Mishnah later say they can't separate? And here it says Chayav Zimun. Of course they can. If it's the same halacha, the same halacha. So what's the difference of the two? Why we use a different lashonos in one place that ain't rishon lechalek, and over here that you have a chiyuv zimun. So the Gemara says shmolama kamba tchila, the one is kamba sof. The difference is one is where they got the chiyuv when they began the suda together, and one is where they ended the suda together. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. The tchila b'sof. What does that mean? But here we say tchila b'sof. What does that mean? So it said that the Rashi Mishlo explains that Shmuel is explaining the stira, and we say the halacha is, we call them to be mezamein, we say, habla nevarech, we can't call them to be together, are they still here, or they're separated already? So then halacha, you can't, if they call it together, you can't separate. But the question is the zimun, or we say the zimun, once they got together, when they started eating, even before we call them together, are we allowed to go ahead and separate or not? That would be the Shaila Halakha, when do we consider the Zimun? So the Gemara explains, Ezu, if you say that Nafkamina Shmos Halakha, but Chilu Basov, what does Chilu Basov mean? Ezu Chilu, what's Chilu Basov? It's a term of Rabbi, Machlokes HaMerayim, what Chilu Basov is. Chad Amar, Nasna Dat Lechov is Ebet Chilu. One says that when they began to eat, decide to eat together, that's called Chilu. That's when it's called, that they're joining together. That's the beginning of the Suda. Avalachal Gzayas Ebesov. This is when they ate the Kashir Gzayas. That's when it's the end. Now they have a chiyuv bad chiyuv zimun because they ate together hakasayis. That's one shita marcha. No, the other one says that ochel bezayis. No, sitting of the kasayis together. Not when they had das to eat together, but when they ate kasayis together. That's the beginning. The end of the suda, that would be considered the end. So that's what Gemara is saying. When do we say halacha is that they have a chiyuv zimun? Chiyuv zimun if they ate and they began together and they finished the suda together, then they have a chiyuv zimun. That they mechuyev to mezamein. But if they went ahead and didn't, where they began together, the suda, but they just decided to eat together, but they didn't end up finishing the suda together, so according to some opinions, that's what it means. Rishonim say, there would be no chiyuv zimun. If they want to, there should be mechalek. But the chiyuv zimun that they don't have. That they don't have. So the exiles of the chiyuv bikas amazon pakos mixiles low. See, apirish yosh. This is the proper. The other the many different perushim here in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tzrof, the Haredim brings down both the Rabbeinu Tzrof, the Balitosis, and Rabbeinu Yonashita, who explains the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz differently. And we said that the different Kiddush would be that they're allowed to eat right away. They meet day, right away they sat to eat. That would be the Kiddush. The Gemara's Babli, the answer is that to be an extra Mishnah. To tell you the different halacha would be that Gemara Daitum Lechol B'Yachad. Once they got together, even if they didn't start eating yet, but they just had in mind to go ahead and eat, that's already enough of a chiyuv, according to that, those Amorayim, to be able to mechayiv them to have a chiyuv zimun. That's what the kiddush of the Mishnah is. Chayiv zamin, of course, if they sat to eat together. But the kiddush is, shon lechalek, is even if they had in mind, even if they didn't actually sit down to eat yet, they still would have a kiddush of the Mishnah, that they would have an obligation, the lower shon lechalek, they're not allowed to separate, that they would have to go ahead and eat the suda together. Eat the suda together. So in other words, they came, two of them sat down together. Other Shamek Zayat, the third one came along later. So then, halakha, they have a chi of suda, even if they join them together later. Even if they sat down together. The two sat down together to eat, had in mind. And one joined them, the halakha would be that they would have to go ahead and have a chi of zimun, even if somebody went ahead and joined them later, they would have that third person and still have a chi of inner shalom chalik, they can't separate. That would be, so the third person's coming, you think one of the first two would want to separate? And look, as inner shalom chalik says the Haredim, that's the ikr pshat and the sigya, they would not be able to separate, they would have a chiyuv to be a suda. Masuda is considered, would be the ikr suda. If the person came along later, it would be as if they all ate together, and therefore they would not be able to separate, they would have a chiyuv zimun to mezamein together. That is the way the Pneumosha learns the Suya in the Gemara, the Halakha. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, this Halakha that we said about Zimun, Gemara says, is Rabba b'shem Rav Huna b'shem Rav Abba Yuma says then Shoshah Chov Shaiva Shus. Now look, that we said three is Mizamein. That's a Chov to Mizamein. That's when they're obligated. But if two people alone, you don't have a third, and they want a Mizamein, they have a right to Mizamein. I don't know where do you get it from. And the other Mishnah, we have Lashon Mishnah. Shoshah Lokai Mizamein. Look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. It says very clearly, you have two, you have three. Mash with two that you can't do Zimun. So the Mishnah should have said so. So the Mishnah is connected. That halacha, Rabbi Yirmiyo, says that Shnayim Mishus. Like Mara says, no, Rabbanan Nachav Daitan. The Chum over here that said halacha is that two can do so, that's according to the Shita of the Chachamim over here. Rabbanan Nachav Daitan. And those that Rabbanan say differently, they come from the Aliyah, the ones that are from Bavel, who came to Israel, they have a different opinion. In a different sugya, different machlokas, the same machlokas over here. What's that machlokas? Shmuel Amish, Dana Shtayim, Dana Din, Din, and Din. Halacha, if two judges go to Paskin Halacha, a Din Torah, their psak is din. When they give a psak, it's considered as if they derise it a paskin shayla. Look at bezin chotzer, but it's called the bezin chotzer. Chachamim wanted to be able to have three judges, three dayanim. So two is medina still considered a base din, still considered a din. However, it's considered bezin chotzer. However, yokanam shemel lakashav I said no. A few shnayim shadana in them din. Even if two people paskin, it's not a dinam din. It's not that it's a bezin chotzer. But it's not even a din. We don't consider it a din at all. It's not a valid din. So the Meila, the Gemara said, that is the same thing we're saying over here, that those who say, Zalocha, that you have a shnaim, two of them would be considered a din, they hold that they're for shnaim or shus, that if two people want to go ahead in mizamein, they have a right to. It's considered, it's as if they can, as if it's like a bezdin. However, those who say, that ain't the damn din, that is nothing, would be the ones who hold that you have to have three, and two people together would not be valid for a zimun. Abban the Hakka there to Shrel of Yochanan Rish Lakish just holds like a Yasav Siyato, Shmuel B'Bavel holds like those in an Adoy, is the way we explained, and therefore the halakha would be that they were allowed to go ahead and pass in the halakha the similar idea that would be there even by the ever they're done, and therefore the halakha would be that if they want to be, Mizamin with two, they would be able to do that. That is the way, the Mepharshim play motion, the Haredim learns the Gemara's kasha. So it's not a steer from the Mishnah, a passage according to that halacha. The Gemara brings another halacha. If you have three people, each one ate separately, each one at their own table, Mizavu, but then they went joined together, Mizamin, they could go and be Mizamin, even though they never had a suitor together. Each one had, each three ate independently, each one ate by himself. They didn't eat together at all. But now they come together, the halachas ba'achas, they have the chi of Zimun, and they're able, the one person can get up and go away. They have to go away and mizamin together. That's still considered a din. If Zimun, even though they didn't actually eat separately, it would be, the halacha would be, and that seems to be less among the public that argues with that. However, the mazar chis da'amah is eshbosh and shakaburos. That only applies if each one came with three groups. Each one had their own chi of Zimun. Then, al day day, the Gemara said to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chavrasi, then according to Zeira and his group, the luck is to go ahead, then he could go to Zimun and Shkiblu, say, Oklu, Shoshak, Akhasi, 3/8 as one. In other words, so if you go ahead and you have this halacha, the Gemara says that if you have three groups, each a group of three, and then of each of the three groups, two left each group, and now you're left only with one of the three groups, as long as the luck is that those three ate together, Messiah together, they would have a chi of Zimun. Even though the original group of three, when they sat down to you, are no longer here. But now that their chi of, at the end, their chi of would come from their suda, that they would be together, Shoshuakas would come out since Lamaisa, they would mistire together, Nakaburakas, they have a chi of Zimun, even if initially they were not together in the halacha of, that's the chiddush of the three. You don't have to have three original groups of three, that you had nine, three separate groups of three. Even if they didn't leave, we pass in halakha as long as three ate together. Now you have only three totally. That's still the halakha of the Mechai of Zimun. There's three of them could go ahead and have a Chi of Zimun at that point.